Super Bowl Sunday.
That is so good, man. That is so good. We've broken tradition for our whatever 30th podcast we have. We
Yeah.
have played a new song.
But it's not a change of themes. It's just a special edition today. We're doing
Oh my God.
full football episode of the Chivalrous Guys.
That is amazing. Super Bowl Sunday, NFL Monday Night Football theme song there.
Instead of my traditional sweater, I'm wearing a Troy Polamalu jersey, my favorite.
Yeah.
I have his signed helmet over here.
Yeah.
My
Great
favorite player.
individual.
Absolutely.
I am wearing my Jets jersey. As you know, I'm a Jets fan. And I asked you to guess what it was, but you didn't, which was tricky. Number 24, the famous Darrell Revis.
Revis Island. I do
Revis
think it's
Island.
interesting. We're both wearing jerseys from our favorite teams, and they're both safeties or corners or whatever. It's the same
Corners,
position, you know?
yeah.
Yeah. I was always a defensive fan, though. I think that's why I was always a Steelers fan. I like defense. I
You
like
like the G,
tough. They beat them down the steel curtain. That's the way I liked it.
Awesome. I wouldn't say that was my, overall theme. I think as other people often do, I like great players. I like receivers. I like running backs. I like quarterbacks. But Revis, as you mentioned before, was definitely one of the greatest corners in the history of football for sure. I mean.
Absolutely. I mean,
Yeah.
they nicknamed him Revis Island because he was an island on his own because no one was standing near him. I mean, when he was playing, half the field was blocked off because nobody would throw it home.
Right.
He
Yeah.
was just
Yeah.
insane. I said he was probably the best ever. I mean, like I said, Deion Sanders is in that group. Troy Polamalu is definitely in there, but he was a little different. He was a guy that was always where the ball ended up. Like he was just
Yeah.
all over the field. He was a threat to sack. He was. I
Yeah.
remember listening to a quarterback one time saying, "When you're playing the Steelers, you had to try to find him, and if you couldn't find him, you'd have to call a timeout because you start screaming, 'Where is he?' And he'd be down so low, and they
Yeah.
wouldn't be able to find him. And you'd be like, 'Holy shit, he's coming! He's coming! He's
Yeah.
coming!' And there's a
Yeah.
couple of highlights where he gets the count just right, and he's just
Goes right over the
right
line.
over, man.
Yeah,
Just."
Revis certainly would have been known for his sacks. He was known for interceptions for sure. And
Absolutely.
he went many seasons. He'd have 10 interceptions, like crazy numbers for sure.
Yeah.
But you talk about defenses, like you guys obviously had the Steel Curtain, and we had the New York Sack Exchange for many years,
Absolutely.
Got
Absolutely.
Mark Gastineau and a
What a
lot
great name, the New York Sack
of
Exchange.
exchange.
I
Yeah.
love it.
Yeah.
I wasn't that familiar with that term. I like that term. That's fantastic.
Yeah. 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 So we've had good defenses over the years, but it's been a long time since we put both defense and offense together. So
Yeah, well, that's kind of the key, isn't it? It's
that really is.
been longer for you, obviously, but it's starting
Yeah.
to creep into be a while for me. I
Yeah.
went to run there where, like, Ben took us there and won a couple, and he went to another one and lost, but we were always kind of in the mix. And we haven't really been in the mix for a while. Not really. We were pretty much perennial playoff makers, but first round, like we're not going deep anymore, so.
We want to I thought we would do a little bit of we you know go back to like chronologically how it started for us, like with football,
I think that's a great idea.
and then bring us back up to present times.
Yeah.
Today, of course, is the Super Bowl. So,
There's so much to talk about. It's going to be an episode that's going to have a it's going to be a great episode. I got a lot to discuss. There's a lot to discuss on various levels. And so when you did your definition this morning, was it football or Super Bowl?
I just put in football.
I think that's what I want because I think we're going to put the title of this podcast episode as football.
Okay. All right. Even though we may not talk about all of it, I think because it is the Super Bowl, I thought we would probably concentrate on NFL, the National Football League, which, but yeah,
Course, we're talking American football, not
we're
soccer.
talking American football. Yeah. So anyway, here's the definition of football. This and we've tackled a lot of heavy topics. So I mean, this one was kind of like when we talked about it this week or last week, I was like, this just feels light. It's like, all right, this just
Yeah,
feels nice. And like
I like
anyway,
it. I think we
it's
could
kind of
keep it.
nice. So football is a noun, any of various forms of team game involving kicking, and in some cases also handling a ball, in particular in the UK soccer or in the US American football. So
Okay.
that's the first. And then also it's a ball used in football,
Yep.
either round as in soccer or oval as in rugby or American football. And typically made of leather or plastic and filled with compressed air. And then I don't know, the last one is like, it says also nuclear football in parentheses, a briefcase containing
Oh.
authentication codes
Yeah.
and other items that allow the US president to authorize a nuclear strike at any
Yeah.
time.
You see that in movies. It's called the nuclear football. And basically the president has that briefcase with him all the time, and he can launch a strike from Air Force One, from wherever he is.
I had not heard that one. I was like, what is this about?
Yeah.
But
No,
yeah,
I
you're
saw
right.
that.
Wherever the president travels, a military aide stays close with the football, whose fingers would we prefer to have on an American's nuclear football? I don't know. It's just a weird, that was a weird one.
I got an opinion, but I'm not going to give it today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
No. So that's that. Yeah.
Well, I like it.
Yeah.
And we'd like to talk about, we swerve here and there, but we try to talk about, men's mental health, men's
Yeah.
issues, a man, being a man in 2025, what that means in our roles. And I think this is a good topic because to a lot of people, not everybody, sports and football is a big part of people's lives. And it's definitely been a huge part of my life since as long as I can remember.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I became a Steelers fan like in grade 7 or something, back when they were playing the Cowboys and Terry Bradshaw, and I didn't know anything about it. I didn't understand it, but anyway, I'll tell that story in a second.
Yeah.
So, and it's affected my life up until this very day.
Yeah,
It's
me too.
amazing.
Me
So,
too.
you mentioned we'll talk about it chronologically. I think that's a great idea how it affects us personally chronologically, and I want to talk a little bit about the game and
Yeah.
some other topics I want to discuss.
Yeah.
So, I'll be rude and I'll start.
Yeah, go ahead. Be rude.
It's funny how you remember. I was telling this another story to someone the other day. My aunt's daughter, which is kind of, she's not my cousin, it's a long story, but anyway, my
Yeah.
aunt passed away. But I was just talking about this memory I had, which was just a strange little memory from 30 years ago that meant nothing and is nothing. And there are memories like that that you keep, and I don't know why, but I remember being on a school bus when
Yeah.
I was like 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah.
And this girl that I had a crush on, I remember her name, I'm not going to say it. I mean, I was
Yeah.
a kid. I was like,
Yeah.
it was like 8 or 9. I don't know how old I was.
Yeah.
And she, it was the Super Bowl coming up, and she said, "Okay, everyone, I'm going to go around the bus and you tell me which team you're going for, Cowboys or Steelers."
Okay.
Everybody was saying Cowboys, and she go, "Well, you're cool, you're cool, you're cool." And I said, "Well, I think I like this dealer." She goes, "Well, you're uncool." And I was just crushed. I was like, "Oh,"
Oh God.
but I held my ground.
Good for you. Good
I
for you
did.
because you knew it would have been way easier to say Cowboys
It
and
would
be
have been, and I knew that's what she wanted to hear, and I couldn't do it. And I said, "No, I like the Steelers,"
cool.
and
Good for you.
the Steelers won the game, and
Nice.
That was like vindication for me. I was like, yeah, well, you guys might be
Vindication.
cool, but my team won, Yeah,
Yeah.
vindication. Sorry, wrong word.
Vindication. Yeah. Yeah.
But, and that's how I kind of became a Steelers fan. But that's a discussion. And I want to hear your side of the story because a lot of people ask, how did you become a fan of something?
Yeah.
It could be something that it's passed down from your dad. I think my kids liked certain sports teams because of me.
Yeah.
But if it's not passed down by your father, it is interesting to figure out how people became. It could be geographically based, but you're near a team. That's
Yeah.
why down
Yeah.
here there's a lot of Patriots fans because we're
Right.
close to Boston.
Right. Yeah.
But down here, if you're not a Patriots fan, it seems to be you're a Bills fan or a Jets fan or a Philly fan. That seems to be the other three.
Wow. Jets fans, eh?
Lot
That's
of Jets fans down here. A lot of Jets.
wow.
Yeah. A lot of Philly fans
There's
too.
well, I think just going back like to the chronological, I mean, I have memories when we were young. I think in the first, like my first memories of the Super Bowl, my parents usually went to other people's houses. Like we didn't host Super Bowl parties that I remember.
Right.
I remember as a boy watching football with my dad, and I remember, of course, knowing that he was a Jets fan, right?
Right.
Now this would have been, like this would have been in the early 70s. Like I'm, your memories of football, like I would have been 6 or 7 or 8, right?
Right.
So I do like you. I mean, I went through that phase because football during that time, it was a battle between the Cowboys and the Steelers. Like it seemed like every Super Bowl was kind of like it was coming down to those two teams.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie and say I was a Steelers fan. I was not. I was a Cowboys fan. I don't know why.
Podcast about.
I think if I were to like explain it now from my perspective, it was almost like the Cowboys were the good guys and the Steelers were the bad guys,
Yeah, I'll
right?
take that. That was kind of our role. We were the show first, man.
The Cowboys had the white jerseys with the star on it, and the
Cheers.
Steelers were black, and like they were dark. They were as good and evil. I mean,
We don't
and
even have cheerleaders. We've never had them.
yeah, we had, Dallas had amazing cheerleaders, the whole business, right? And they are to this day, they're like America's team. It's
They
like,
are.
so if you were in America, you taking the stand to cheer for the Steelers was like that's bold. And that was because of your dad.
No, I just like them.
You just picked the Steelers. Wow,
I
amazing.
like the color of their jerseys. I just like them.
Yeah. So I think back in those days, yeah, I was a Cowboys fan, because I couldn't appreciate the Jets necessarily. My dad could because he would, because of the Namath,
Right.
and we lived in New York at that time, and so there was a lot of association for him. But for me, it was like, I don't know anything about them. So I liked the Cowboys. I also liked the Vikings then because the Vikings had a great team for a while, and I liked purple, so that was easy. And they went to the Super Bowl like 5 times in that time frame, right? They were the they went to the more Super Bowls than anybody in a period of time, but they never won.
Yeah.
But I remember players like Fran Tarkenton and Ahmad Rashad and like these great players. But of course, I also remember players like, well, it would have been Roger Staubach, Tony Dorsett, like these guys, and then of course Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris, Mean Joe Green, like all these guys, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I certainly remember. I remember, that time. Like, I liked football. I liked watching it, but I think it was about hanging out with my dad, right?
Absolutely.
It was just about like sharing stuff on a Sunday, sitting on the couch with him, cheering with him, like just getting to understand sports and stuff. I played soccer. I played football with my buddies in the park. Like, I love playing football for sure. I love the game. I loved getting out there. I was always a receiver. I was fast. I was kind of skinny, and I wasn't tall necessarily, but I could catch the ball. And so yeah, I think sort of those are kind of some of my earlier associations with getting to know football, and just kind of the feeling it gave me. I think it was an excitement. It was a joyousness to watching sports that you kind of either get it or you don't, I
And we
think.
all, I think back then, I mean, all I wanted was my dad's attention. So whatever dad would include me in, I liked. But it wasn't football for, I'm not going to sit here. That's how I became a Steelers fan. But I didn't really get into football seriously for years after that. Like my parents weren't a football family. We watched a lot of baseball. We were huge Expos fans. We were big basketball fans. We loved the Lakers. But my sports memories as a young man, like, was with my mom, not my dad. My mom was a huge sports fan.
Okay, yeah, my mom did not do sports at all.
Oh, mom loved the Lakers. She loved the Expos. When the Expos folded, we switched to the Blue Jays. But and then mom and me, I got my family into football. So my mom started watching and she loved the Dolphins because she loved Dan Marino. That was her
Oh
team.
yeah. Well, yeah, people, I liked Dan Marino too. He was likable. Yeah.
He was. And then my dad would come and go and watch it with the son, but mom and me were seriously into football and we watched it seriously. And then when my wife came along, I got her into football, and then my kids into football.
Yeah.
But you know, I was into football with my best friend, Rob, who's still my best friend. He's coming over today for the Super Bowl. And we
Yeah.
also love to play it. We used to play this game called Tecmo Bowl,
Okay.
which is a video game. And then
Yeah.
we used to play Madden.
Madden for
Oh
sure,
my
yeah.
goodness. He worked as a custodian. He would get off at 11 o'clock at night. And
Yeah.
every night he would come over to my house because he was too far away. And he would stay till 1:30 or 2 in the morning. We played Madden and then he'd go home
Yeah.
every night, every night. And we played the heck out of that. And we used to, but when we used to play Tecmo Bowl, it was a funny game because if you were Bo Jackson, you couldn't be
Yeah.
stopped. You just
Yeah,
couldn't be stopped. You could run up and down the
exactly.
field. And if you were LT on defense, he got you every time. It was
Yeah,
just
that's
hilarious.
hilarious.
So badly balanced. But that was football again. It was a big part of my life. And we just, in this house, we just always lived, breathed Steelers. And then my kids, you know, Justin stayed a Steelers fan. Dakota still is too, but he started being an Aaron Rodgers fan too. So he would wear some Packers stuff, which I was fine with. I like the Packers, you know.
Yeah.
But, and my wife, she likes the Chiefs some, but, you know, but
Tyreek Hill.
our team, Tyreek Hill, yes. Our team, first and foremost, was always the Steelers. So
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. You said something in there, and I was going to comment on it, but now I can't remember what it was.
But it's a good way to keep your
Oh.
family to do something.
Yeah. Do you remember the video game? With, like, it was a little, just a handheld thing, and
Oh, yes. It was
you
just a dot.
remember? The dots, yeah.
I had that. Yep.
Played that for hours, man.
Hours. And it was nothing.
Tiny little screen, you had to go up or down. You could go backwards a little bit. There were players coming towards you, and you had to dodge them and get
Oh yeah.
through.
Oh yeah. I wish I still had it. But you know, I'll tell you this. I've told people this because some people are scared to watch football because they don't understand it. Because if you just sit down and look at it, it's like, I don't know what's happening, right?
No, that whole downs and the first
Oh.
downs and. I try to explain it to my partner, and it's just no, it's not happening.
But I learned the ins and outs of football by playing Madden. I learned
Yeah, did you? Yeah.
you have to pick out of 100 plays. You learn the how to
Yeah.
run defense, now run an offense. And I
Run a
really
slant pattern, run
absolutely.
a button hook and
You want to understand the game, play some Madden. It is unbelievable.
I played like in leagues for a little while when we were younger too. So then I started to learn the patterns, the slant patterns, the cross patterns, the button hook, the flea flicker,
Yeah.
all the stuff, right? So,
I
but
played one game of football. I was in a field one day kicking a ball around with my friend, and I could kick it really hard. So this guy came over, he was the coach. He said, I want you to come play for our team. And I went, my friends, well, I said, okay. So I went over. Literally, the 2 days there, they slap a helmet on me. I had a huge head. I looked like Frankenstein. And they put me in a line, like on the defensive line. I don't know one rule. I have no one's taught me a thing. I don't know what's happening. The
Just
ball's
kick it.
down. The ball's on the ground.
Yeah.
I jumped it, but I didn't. Everyone's like, well, why don't you grab the ball? And I said, I don't even know what's happening, guys. I don't even know what's
I
going
know.
on. And
Might want to explain things to me
I
before you
had
put me
one
on the field.
rule, one practice, one anything. And then I kicked a field goal and I left and I never went back. I was just I didn't understand it. I was frustrated. Plus, sports, I played basketball in
Yeah.
school, but I like driving motorcycles and hanging out with my
Yeah.
girlfriend.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, two complete asides here before I get to back to the chronological. Did you watch the Bills game a couple weeks ago, of course?
I did.
Did you see, and I can't remember the players, but they were both, I'm pretty sure they were both defensive players. They were, well, it was cold. So they were wearing like these helmet protector things over top of their helmets.
Yep.
The two of them looked like the Great Gazoo. Am I wrong? They're fucking helmets.
But you haven't been noticing. There's been players wearing those all year.
I'm like, what on earth is going on? I don't watch football like I
Oh,
used to.
well, I saw one probably about 9 weeks ago, and you see one or two players on a team wearing them, and they're extra protection. They're
I
for
get it. I know
concussions.
what they are, but they
But
look
you look ridiculous.
ridiculous.
You look like you're wearing a giant foam head or something.
They
Like,
look like he looks like the Great Gazoo.
you said it again, dum dum. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. They're ridiculous looking. I don't know how
So
many
bad.
laughed off the field by the other
So
players,
bad. So bad.
but they care about their health.
Well, and I'm not going to say anything about it.
I'm
It's
kidding,
just
of course.
unfortunate how they look. That's
It
all I'm
is.
saying.
I think
That's
they
all I'm
should make
saying.
everybody wear them, and then they all look the
That
same, and
would
they'll all
be,
be protected.
yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they are funny looking. You're absolutely
They
right.
are. They are. So, okay, going back to the chronological. So childhood, I think we both acknowledge, for me, for sure, it was hanging out with my dad and, doing that stuff. And then it gets to the point where I guess we moved to Canada. And now I think there's obviously less NFL fans in Canada than there are in the US, because in the US there is no, I mean, people watch CFL, a few maybe, but it's like a micro percentage, right? So we get
Baltimore.
here.
Remember when Baltimore won the Grey Cup?
Yes, what on earth?
I know. It was weird.
Oh, it was weird. I would have never thought about it again unless you mentioned it today, but
Yeah, it was a failed experiment.
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, there's a
That
lot more
opens up a
fans in this.
lot of questions. Anyway, so we started to host the Super Bowl parties at our house because my dad was a big football guy, and we had a big basement, and we had a bar, and we had TVs, and we had the whole bit. We had a pool table. So I think this is kind of where my Super Bowl experiences go, like a whole other level. Like, it becomes like we're hosting, people are coming to our house. And yeah, I mean, there were times where 20, 30 guys, like, all getting hammered, and we're at our place. Like, it was a big deal, and it became like a tradition. Like, we were going to the Crocombs for a Super Bowl party.
Nice. That's
Yeah,
fantastic.
yeah. And but it was a whole event. Like, the whole day was an event, and even leading up to it was an event. Like, we would gamble. There's like no doubt. Like, I wasn't necessarily a guy that was, create, doing booking. I didn't have a bookie or anything, but there were always squares. Like, you could go to the bars and buy squares, And for people that don't know, you put your name in a square, and then they draw the numbers. And when the numbers line up with your square, depending on what the score is after each quarter, you win. And there were some that were $5, and some that were $10, and some we would get into ones that were $100.
Whoa, nice
Yeah.
prizes.
So it was $10,000 on the line for the game, right? And so you'd win $2,500 in each quarter. But we would have, like, I'd have lists of numbers that we would have gone to each bar. Like, it was nuts. Like, at the end of every quarter, everybody's like checking all their numbers. And of course, while you're drinking, of course, as the night goes on, like, it becomes harder and harder to check the third quarter. Like, it's just when I think back, it was so much. There was so much going on.
Yeah.
So much going on. And I gotta be honest, man, this week I was thinking about it a lot. Like, this would be the third Super Bowl in my drinking life that I've been sober. So I had one, a number of years ago when I was sober, then I had one last year, and then this will be the third. So I have huge associations with this being a big drinking and partying day. Huge.
Absolutely.
Huge. I mean, and the drinking would start at 11
Yeah.
and end at 10, maybe, if you're lucky. It was a long day, and it's a Sunday, which I think most people kind of think it kind of sucks that the Super Bowl is on a Sunday, because as far as I know, the Monday after the Super Bowl is the number one day for people calling in sick from
It is
work,
for sure,
right?
by head and shoulders above
Yeah,
everybody
because
else. Yeah.
New Year's it would be another one, but New Year's Day nobody has to go to work. So, I don't they it's almost like they should make the Monday after the Super Bowl a national holiday for hangover. They should just call it Hangover Day, because it's like
They've tried for
it's
years.
a thing.
People have tried to get to become a holiday. It should be on Saturday night. I mean, really. Yeah.
Really, why not? What's the difference? But I guess they got to stick to. I mean, there are games on Saturday these days. Might as well be on Saturday night. If I'm voting, and no, not that I care anymore, but Saturday night would make a lot more sense.
But you said a lot there. You mentioned, I mean, gambling.
I mentioned gambling, I mentioned
People
drinking, I mentioned a
wouldn't
bunch of stuff.
watch. Do you know football wouldn't be near the success it is as a league if it wasn't for gambling? I
Oh,
mean,
God, no.
a lot of people watch it just for gambling. They it's
Oh,
bet
my
on more
gosh.
than anything else, and it used to be kind of the seedy side of it. You could call Vegas or be in Vegas or do bar things, but now it's become so legal and so to the forefront, and it bothers me. I deal
Yeah.
with I run an addiction group. I've had a gambling problem in the past. I've known people that have huge gambling problems, and now it's just every commercial is gamble. MGM Bets, Sports
Yeah. Yeah.
DraftKings. Half the shows on TSN are sponsored by that blue. I
Gambling.
name of
Yeah.
it because it's gambling, 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 gambling,
Yeah, totally.
and gambling is a big problem for a lot of people. And
It is.
I don't
Yeah.
think it should just be, as you got your kids there watching this game with you, they're just being told, oh, I guess I should be gambling. I guess I should be gambling. I don't think it's healthy and I don't think it's right.
No, it's not. And if you're talking like I mean, you used to see ads on TV for cigarettes, which obviously was promoting them. You don't see those anymore, but yet gambling is easily as destructive. And
Absolutely.
not to your, it could certainly be to your physical health as well. Stress, anxiety, heart attack, all these other things, high blood pressure, all the things. Not to mention the fact that, you can lose your home, your car, your whatever, your family, yeah, all these other things. I mean, you've been in GA, you've heard the stories. There,
It's awful.
there's no smoking anonymous, like, because it's like there's gambling anonymous, and yeah, it's total promotion. Like it's totally fine.
And then you find out that I don't know the exact details. I should have researched it, but some of the NFL owners own stakes in these gambling companies, like DraftKings and that.
Yeah.
I mean, Pete Rose wasn't allowed in the Hall of Fame because he gambled on a couple of games that he wasn't even involved in baseball. Yet now the owners of NFL teams can own that. That always bothers me because I'm thinking, okay, money talks. And bullshit walks. And
Yeah.
I know they
Yeah.
say they're not affecting the games, but if they have billions of dollars riding on them or something, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it should be right. It shouldn't be allowed.
No, you mentioned TSN. What that they it's like they have this sideline where everything like all the commentators are talking. Is it DraftKings? No, it's not DraftKings.
The
It's
other
some.
one. It's the other one. There's two big ones. One's DraftKings and the other one is blue. And it's always the woman,
Yeah.
man. And you're right. It's
Yeah.
every time they go to a commercial, every time they go to
It's
halftime, it's that.
yeah, it's like,
And it's
okay, what do we
sponsored
do there?
by.
What do we do here? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's weird. Yeah. Yeah, I mean I've been in Vegas for the Super Bowl. The stuff you can bet on is ludicrous. Like it is absolutely insane. I remember the year we went there, you could bet on how many points Michael Jordan was going to score versus the total over under on the Super Bowl. So if it was 53 for the over under, like was Jordan going to score more than 53 points? Like there was just so many things, and I remember there was this SNL skit where they were making fun of how many things you could bet on, and they're like, oh my God, you'll remember it if you saw it, but it's like, okay, Jordan plays the entire game in a lazy boy. What's the score? Remember they were Bears guys. They were doing like a
The
spoofing
Bears.
Bears, the Bears, yeah. Okay, so Bears play the entire game in their pajamas. Ditka, they're just like, but
But you can bet on the coin toss. You
oh
can
my
bet
God.
on
And the coin toss is the number one. There's
now you
literally.
can bet on how many times they show Taylor Swift and
Absolutely.
things that have nothing to do with the game. It just
Nothing.
is bet,
Nothing.
bet, 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 bet.
Bad, 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 bad.
And it's like it's more. Are we? We're, you? You think you're watching football? Gambling's a sideshow. I think now you're watching gambling, and football's the side. It's just gamble, gamble,
Oh my
gamble,
God.
gamble.
And
And Las Vegas, a town built on gambling, but sports. Every casino has a sports book, and I mean, you
Oh
can bet
man.
on anything. horse racing from Timbuktu. I mean,
Oh my God, anything. And look, you know the thrill as well as anybody does. It is a rush to like win a bet. There's no question about it,
It
but it's
is.
also the crushing defeat of losing a bet.
And real gamblers, real people with gambling problems, it's not even about winning or losing. It's all about the rush. It
Oh yeah,
doesn't,
100%.
because you win, you give it all back anyway. It's just about go, 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 go. It's just,
It's the possibility of winning.
it's the
It's the
possibility
thrill.
of winning.
It's the thrill of the chase. Like that is all it is, right?
Absolutely. I mean, people started watching Texas Hold'em on
I
TV.
love watching Texas Hold'em.
I know
I love it.
it's poker. It's
I
why
know.
people gamble. It's
I know. It's wild.
unbelievable.
It's crazy. And
Anyway, we digress. It's not a gambling
no, it's a
podcast,
good
but
topic though. Like it's a good topic to discuss for sure because it is hugely prevalent in sports and it's the adrenaline rush. Like it is, and we're all looking for that. And I think that was part of why I was kind of like I was a little down this week. I was like, man, I've had so many fun times at the Super Bowl. Like I've had so many occasions like drinking. I have so many memories of it. And yeah, look, they all weren't perfect. Of course, there were ones that were, like whatever. But they were all for the vast majority, like they were fun. They were fun. And like this week, I was getting, I'm like, oh, I'm like it's like kind of boring.
I agree with you
It's hard.
100%. I was never a big drinker, so drinking wasn't a big deal for me in the Super Bowl, but Super Bowl Sunday was a day that I could not wait for. It was
Yeah.
like, I mean, if I had to find out I had to travel on Super Bowl Sunday or anything, I mean, I would change plans for Super Bowl Sunday. And listen, I'd have a little party at my house, some friends and family, and we'd do food and we'd have, but it meant so much to me.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning, be like Christmas morning. I'd just be bubbling, man, and I'd just start preparing, getting ready.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I said I can't remember being so uninterested as in a game as I am this year. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it, of course.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little bit of fun, but I think a lot of it's about just getting older and your health and your mental health and like eating. We're going to have food, but I can't eat a lot like I used to eat. It bothers me, so it's not like I'm not motivated by food like I used to be. My teams aren't in the game. I got different feelings on both sides on who I'd rather win, but I don't really care. And then usually I'm at least excited for the Super Bowl halftime show, but I'm not a Kendrick Lamar fan. I
Yeah,
just
I'm not nuts about it
don't
either.
I don't
Yeah.
dislike him. I just couldn't care less. Sometimes it's a star that's coming on. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait for the halftime show. Like
Yeah.
it's so exciting, and I'm just like,
Yeah. No, this year I'm with you. I don't know. I think, I mean, look, life changes. It does, right? And I think sometimes, you kind of you make something, especially the Super Bowl, if you love football, it is the culmination of the whole season, right? It's as everything leads up to this moment. But you can make something, I think, kind of idyllic in the sense that, like, yeah, I mean, I've had so many great times, and so all of a sudden, when it's not the same as that, when it's not like a bunch of people, and it's not the camaraderie, and it's not the shouting and the yelling and the TV and the wings and the pizza and the beer and the that that it's it, it's all it's just I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It just feels like a bit of like
it
a
almost gets,
firecracker. It's like a firecracker that got soggy and it just kind of goes, and it's just
it
like,
almost gets, it almost goes the other way of being almost a sad day. Like it's, I mean that, like it's almost like it used to be such a great day, and now it's like I feel like why do I not care about today? Like
Yeah,
I
I
don't
know.
really like, and we're more talking about, well, whose house are we gonna go to, because well, we all gotta be in bed because tomorrow's a work day, and like it's basically
Right.
Super Bowl's basically you watch until after the halftime show and you go to bed, like that's what most, unless it's a huge game. I'll watch the whole game, but my wife will have to go to bed. My friend has to work tomorrow. My kids will have to go to work. I mean, they're not going to stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning watching this game with me. They're just,
Doesn't go till 2 o'clock in the morning.
well,
What
here
goes?
it doesn't start till 7:30 here.
Oh
It
yeah, okay.
won't be over till 11, 11:30.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, look, I'm grateful to not be getting drunk and like falling over and feeling like shit tomorrow and all those other things that go along with that. But yeah, I'm not going to say that I'm not like missing the camaraderie of it, the excitement of it. I'm just not in this particular year, I'm just not spending it with a bunch of people that in the past I would have spent it with and then I would have had some laughs with and then I would have had, I don't know, it's just, and things change. I don't want to like, I'm not trying to make this podcast like kind of sad, but it's real. It's
It's
just
real.
this is
It's
where
our
I am here.
reality. What about will Tracy watch it with you?
Yeah, they'll watch it. They know how much I like it. So, and it's funny because we were talking about associations. So of course, when I was married and with my stepsons, like I got them. I tried to get them to like the Jets. So like for Christmas, I'd get them, buy them some Jets stuff, and they would appease me, and they would watch, like they would come in and they would watch the odd Jets game with me, and then they would watch the Super Bowl, but it would be like they might watch for like an hour or 45 minutes, and then everybody would slowly wander off, and I'd be sitting there by myself, right? And this is of course after my dad had passed away, and after he passed away, I carried on some of the traditions that we would have done. I would still go to the bar and I'd get the squares and I'd do those things, and we always went to this outdoor party too, which was a lot of fun because it could be cold or snowing or whatever, but there would be guys would throw in a football on the road and there would be a big cookout and one guy would bring goulash and there would be wings and you'd all hang outside for like a few hours. It would start around noon. So 2, 3 hours you'd do that and then you'd go to each bar and you'd get your squares. And by the time we got to my dad's, like it would be maybe 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. You got like six, eight beers in you already, right? Now you settle in, and it's just like it was just such a thing. Whereas today, it's like I'm like, okay, what am I gonna do? I'm like, I might go skiing for a bit, and then I'll come home, and then I'll eat. Like it's just there's nothing the same
I
anymore.
agree. It's just nothing. It's just,
So
it is what it is. I don't know.
it is what it is, but.
I just, another thing that changed football in our lives was fantasy football. It became, I remember when my son brought it to me and my friends and showed me what it was. This was 20 years ago, and I didn't, and we started doing it, and it was a very crude, rudimentary version of it. And it just grew and grew and grew until all of a sudden I was running two leagues and I was in three more, and I took it so seriously. I mean, we were getting fights over people's trades, and that wasn't fair. And if I lost fantasy football on Sunday, I'd be mad for 2 days, and I couldn't
Yeah,
wait for the great
you
day. And
said.
I'm oh, I took it seriously. I was so wound up about it. And instead of watching the games, I was watching my phone, like, oh well, oh, he got a touchdown. Oh, and then I just and then my wife got involved in fantasy football, and of course she did much better than me. She won three championships with very shortly, and I hadn't won any. And it was, and my buddy dominates. He's got, and so it's been a part of my life that I still enjoy to this day. But I'm only in two leagues now. I run them both, and I don't take it that seriously. I enjoy when I win it, but it's not the end of the world if I don't win it. But my wife won again this year, just, for shits and giggles, so.
Nice. Yeah, I think so. I didn't really answer your question, but they'll watch with me and they'll kind of appease me because they know that it's like something that I like, but it's not the same. Like they don't know what they're she's Tracy's cheering because she likes Taylor Swift, right? I mean,
Absolutely.
and that's a whole other aside. Like, so it's interesting how that whole thing and how social media nowadays has really kind of like apparently like just her dating Kelce has brought $355 million to the NFL this year.
Absolutely.
And
It's
I don't
been
know
great for me. My daughter-in-law is coming to watch the Super Bowl with me tonight.
because
She
of that.
would never, ever have watched the Super Bowl with me. She wouldn't watch football with us, but she watches because of Taylor Swift.
That's great. I mean,
I love it. I love
it's
it.
fine. I mean, I think football's a great game, and so the more the merrier, if you want to get into
Absolutely. Absolutely.
it. Just one thing that came up, I guess, this week a little bit was like this whole idea that like games are rigged.
Yeah, I've been hearing that. I've been
Do
hearing
you
that.
like? What do you think? That it seems pretty hard to coordinate like that many people to
They're
rig
not,
something.
there's no way football's rigged.
I
That's
don't believe so. I don't believe
I
so either.
do I do sometimes think that the refs favor certain teams more than others.
I do too. And that,
I
yeah.
don't know if they're doing it on purpose. It's
No.
just, if you talk to a Patriots fan, they say that the refs used to pick on the Patriots. I
Right.
thought they were very good to the Patriots.
Right.
And I find the refs are very good to the Chiefs, especially late in the game. You
Yeah.
know, when the other team does something big or a major play, there's always a holding call. There's always
Yeah.
something. Meanwhile, I'm watching Travis Kelce hold a guy for 16 seconds, and the guy's getting his mail at that spot. He's been there so long. No
Yeah.
call, no
Yeah.
nothing. Like,
Well,
I don't know.
yeah. A few weeks ago in the game, there were a couple of pretty suspect calls, like hits, late hits against Mahomes. You remember?
Yep.
And they were like, and it extended the drive, and they ended up winning the game. And
And
I
they
feel
were
like
not late
Baltimore
hits.
should have won that game, but
I did too.
hard to say.
And that one of them especially, that was not roughing the passer. That was not
No,
anything.
that one hit, the one where he went out of bounds, you can always, that's questionable. But that one where he, like, the player hit his own guy, they didn't even really hit Mahomes. It was like, no, that was bad.
Well,
There could easily, yeah,
I had
there's.
a discussion with my son. I feel the way to solve this is the refs should be able to review anything they want if they
Review
want
for
to.
sure. Yeah.
And I know we have three challenges now, but those three challenges should be on any part of the game. There shouldn't be something that's unreviewable or un if something like a penalty, you should be able to say, no, I challenge
Yeah,
that call.
I agree.
Because that would take away some of these question marks. You shouldn't have guys that train so hard and practice so hard and play so hard and get to the finals. It shouldn't be decided by some stupid call by a referee. It just
No, I totally agree. And you know, speaking of football, they corrected it in European football because for years, you know, offside was always a thing, goals were a thing, but now they review anything that's questionable, it goes immediately to VAR.
Right.
And it's irrefutable. It's like there, you know, there's a computer image that shows the guy's finger this far offside. You know, it's like there's no, so they the and look, the game is long, is as long as it is. Like you and I both know that the actual amount of time that is played in a football game is 60 minutes. It is 4 15-minute quarters, but it does take 3 hours to play the game, right? So the problem, of course, is when you start like questioning every play, it's going to be a 5 hour game, and it's like nobody's going to want to watch a 5 hour game. But so within reason, but yeah, it's tough. I mean, there's human error, and you know there always has been. So I guess you just accept it as part of the game. But it's unfortunate because it nowadays with the coverage, the amount of cameras, everything that's going on, you can really you get to see every angle, and so
Right. And I don't
the game has certainly improved. Look, I mean, interceptions and all these other things that happen, fumbles, all these things. You know, we see the super slow motion and the ball hits the ground. Like that 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they would have never figured this out. It would have been, so now at least it's much better. There's no doubt.
It is better. I do think my son brought this up yesterday, and I agreed with him. Mahomes is good at something that Coach Belichick was good at. They push the boundaries of the rules. So they do legal things that most players don't do or most teams don't do. So when they do it, people are thinking, "Oh, well, they're not cheating. They're just doing stuff that maybe it's more of a gentleman's rule you wouldn't do, or it's
Like
something
what?
normally wouldn't do. Oh, just about, doing plays after the clock or faking this or doing."
I see.
I can give you a bunch of examples, but it's just stuff that you normally wouldn't do. But you can't knock a guy if he's playing within the rules to win the game. I mean,
Yeah.
Patrick
Yeah.
Mahomes finds a way to win the game, and I think this will be controversial. I'm going to say my first controversial thing today.
All
I
right.
know Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. There's no way to dispute that. He won seven Super Bowls,
Yeah, no pressure.
including leaving his team and going to win one with Tampa.
Agree.
But I think if Patrick Mahomes wins today, that's
Yeah.
three in a row.
Yeah.
He's been in every AFC championship game since he entered the league.
Yeah.
At his young age, I think they're going to have to start having a discussion about the greatest of all time. Because he's going to, if he wins three in a row, which is a record,
Yeah.
he could still win five more. He's a
Yeah,
young man.
look, I mean, yeah, look, you can start the conversation. It's easy to say that he will be this, like, one of the, he's in the top five already. Let's just put it, let's
Right.
just say that, right?
Already.
I think really you can only say he's the greatest of all time once he goes beyond the seven Super Bowls. I don't know. I mean,
No,
if that's the
I
barometer.
agree. But when he has four, if he wins today, and he has that record of three in a row,
Yeah.
he's not there yet, but
I
he's
mean,
closing in
and
on it.
actually, even though we're saying it, I don't even know that that should be a barometer because, like, Jim Kelly never won a Super Bowl. He went to five, but that doesn't mean that if one guy won one Super Bowl that he's any better than Jim Kelly.
No,
You know what I mean?
there's guys that have won a Super Bowl that aren't, I don't know if they should even be in the Hall of Fame. Like they just
Right.
watch
Yeah. I mean,
run, you know.
Fran Tarkenton went to five Super Bowls as well. I mean, and so I don't know. I can't
Jim
think of
Kelly went to four in a row.
He
Lost
what?
all Jim Kelly went to four in a row and lost all four. I mean, that's heartbreaking.
That was heartbreaking. And yeah, that was crushing. Yeah, it's hard to say. Well, just winning is
Peyton
impressive.
Manning. I mean, Peyton Manning is one of the best of all time. He's only got two Super Bowls,
He's
but
got
I
two.
think he's better than guys with more Super Bowls than that. I mean, Peyton Manning was a fantastic quarterback.
Yeah, I mean Eli Manning, he's also got two, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he was
I
nowhere
know.
near as good as Peyton.
No.
No.
And I hate to say it, but I think I would probably have to put like Jim Kelly ahead of Eli Manning as a
Way
wouldn't
ahead.
you? Yeah.
Way ahead. Dan
Yeah.
Marino didn't have any Super Bowls.
Right.
He was a hell of a lot better than Eli Manning.
He was. There's no doubt. There's
Dan
no doubt.
Marino went to the Super Bowl his rookie year,
Yeah.
lost, and was like, oh, well, I'll get another shot at that. He never went back. I mean,
They went to the Super Bowl with the year that they went 17-0, right?
yeah, years
But
ago under Don Shula, yeah. They won the Super Bowl and then the next year they had a perfect season.
right. Yeah.
And then the Patriots had a perfect season and they were at the Super Bowl and they lost to Eli Manning. I mean,
I mean, that still to me is one of the most insane.
it's insane.
That
It's
was insane.
insane. He was so lucky. But then there's a guy like Matty Ice, who I love.
Yeah.
But he had the Super Bowl locked up against the Patriots. He was
Oh my God.
28-3,
I
and
was in Atlanta for that. I was in
oh,
Atlanta. Everybody was going crazy, and then it
it was
just
over. It was over.
here's a list of quarterbacks with one Super Bowl win. Aaron Rodgers,
Yeah.
Brett Favre,
Yeah.
Steve Young, Drew Brees, Kenny Stabler,
The snake.
Kurt Warner, Phil Simms, Joe Namath, of course, Joe Flacco, and Joe Theismann.
Holy cow.
I mean, there's some great quarterbacks on that list. Like you, like,
And Eli has two.
yeah. Steve Young, I mean,
I thought Steve Young had more than that.
yeah, one Drew Brees, like these guys, like, anyway.
Unbelievable. Those are
Yeah.
some of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah. Brett
And you know, there
Favre.
was quite a few years where Eli had two and Peyton only had one. And
Yeah.
I used to think, can you imagine going to like Thanksgiving dinner at Archie's place and you're sitting there with your two boys and you look at him saying, Eli's got two and Peyton's got one. What is wrong with this world? Like, that is weird.
Did Archie Manning win a Super Bowl?
I don't know if he ever did or not. I don't think so. No,
I
he
don't
wasn't on
even.
that list, so he didn't. But he was a legend in his own way.
Absolutely.
But
No,
it's
we were.
there's a saying in a movie called Any Given Sunday, and that's the perfect description of football. And I think that's one of the things that makes us such huge football fans is
Yeah.
because anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday. You just
Absolutely.
never know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You
And
see games that are just there's no chance this is going to go the other way.
absolutely. And that was
Detroit
a
did it 2 weeks ago. Detroit, no way Detroit should have lost that game. No way they should have lost that game.
No.
But yet they did.
Well, there's another opportunity for gambling that I could tell you. I don't know if you've ever been in a suicide pool.
No.
So a suicide pool is you start out the season and it's usually, well, it depends, but The one that we would go in, it was $100. So it was $100. You put your money in $100, and let's say 100 guys put their money in. There's $10,000 in a pool, okay? You only have to pick one team every week, but you can't pick the same team. So you have to pick one team every week, and all they have to do is win.
Okay.
Has nothing to do with the spread, nothing to do with it. They just have to win, okay? So it's called a suicide because as soon as you get it wrong, you're out.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many years we went in it. Okay, this is going to be it. We're going to go all the way. And then, like, literally, maybe even the first week or the second week, you pick a team that's like, because you're picking the team that's got the highest favorite. Like, so let's say one year it's the Dolphins playing, I don't know. Let's just say it's the Dolphins and the Jets. And the Dolphins are favored by 17 points. You're like, okay, well, we got to take the Dolphins this week. They're favored. And then the Jets beat them by a point on the final play of the game, and you're out. And you're just like, what the fuck?
And probably half the league's out because
Half the league, because
everybody
they're all taking the biggest
it's a
spread.
big upset. And that's why we're not all winning millions on ProLine every week, because sometimes you'll look at it and you think, well, I got this locked up, you know, and then
Totally. I'm locked. It's a lock, but no.
I bet I used to do ProLine tickets. I don't anymore.
Yeah.
But one week we had a ticket that, and I used to give my youngest son 10% of the winnings. He would watch it with me, which is no, it's not healthy, but I didn't know that back then. I didn't know it was bad. Anyway, we had $17,000. We'd run six games, called two of them a tie. All the Browns had to do was kick a field goal. We were sitting there. The game was going to be over. We were on the bed in my room, and we were like $17,000, $17,000, kicked a field goal. And they fucking fumbled
The snap.
the snap. Fumbled the fucking snap. And we were sitting there, like just, we couldn't talk. I couldn't
No,
breathe. We were
no.
just, we'd already had the money spent. It was just like,
I know.
what?
Anybody, it's funny that you say that because I was about to get to that because the anybody who's ever gambled knows that these things happen where you think you've got a lock, and there's a Simpsons episode I think where Homer and Lisa get into gambling.
Yes.
And
Yep.
at the end of it, she's like, and then the Browns kick a meaningless field goal to just ruin an 8-game parlay or whatever, right?
Yep.
And it's just like it doesn't even matter. Or transversely, like a team will go down and there's only a few seconds left, and you'll think, oh, they're just going to kick the field goal, and then instead they just take a knee because they don't need the point, so
Right.
they take a knee, and you're just like, oh my God, like you just.
Yep.
It's almost like in those moments, like God is looking down on you, going, you know what, Sean, here's your penalty for gambling. And you're just like, why? Why would you
Absolutely.
do this?
Yeah, and that's why they, you know, it's got to be more than 3 points, or it's considered a tie because so many games end by 3 points or
Oh
less. I
my
mean,
God, it's
it's
just.
all in their favor, man. It's all in their favor. But sports gambling is the strangest one because, like you said, there's so many variables,
So many, so many.
and I don't know. It's a wild thing.
It is.
I've won $1,700 one week. I've won here and there on ProLine, but it takes away. It's like I talked about fantasy football. When I was too wound up in ProLine and then in fantasy, I realized that it took away from my love of the actual sport. I just want to sit down and enjoy the game.
I think the difference for me, at least with gambling, is it wasn't a problem. I didn't have a problem with it.
Right.
And so if I won, it was just a bonus to the day. And there, I talked about the squares. There was one year where me and Bill and Mike and my dad had a $100 square, and we won. We won $2,500.
Nice.
And we were in the bar that we won it at. So like literally like that we got the money and we were literally like buying drinks. And then I think for some reason maybe Bill wasn't with us, and we spent a bunch of money at the bar, and we're like, well, we spent part of your share, so tough shit, right, kind of thing. But
Funny.
so it wasn't like it wasn't a do or die for me. So it was always kind of like it was a few bucks here and there. It wasn't a thing. So if anything, it accentuated the day for me. It didn't. So that was fine. But again, that's a fine line between,
Well, I'm going to change the subject
Sure.
before we run out of time. Not, I don't mean it's away from
No, it's
football.
time. Let's do
Different
it.
aspect.
Yeah.
Couple things I wanted to talk about. One is just they call it sports fan depression. It's not about gambling. It's about just whether your team wins or loses. And it's a huge deal. I
Is
mean, you
it?
can watch videos. You can go on search videos of YouTube, people breaking their TVs and throwing stuff through
That's
windows.
crazy. That's crazy.
Even worse stuff. I mean, hitting their spouses or hitting
Sure.
like, just awful stuff, destroying everything they own from a team or just doing thousands of dollars worth of damage. And then they're your stories where they won't talk to anyone at work. They lose their jobs because of the way they're acting. I mean, they just lose their mind because of a loss.
That's a deeper seated issue.
It is. They get, but they've somehow tied their whole life and happiness into this team.
That's
And you
concerning.
realize that the team doesn't care as much as you care. I mean, the players are going home. Oh, well, like, sometimes you'll see the guys and they're sad. You know how bad they wanted to win. They're crying. You know, they're still going home to their mansions and their beautiful
Totally.
family and driving their Mercedes home. And
Yeah.
they're going to be in Hawaii for the next month. Like, I
Just
don't
a job. It's just a job.
job, man. Like, it's nice to have the camaraderie, but everyday guys like you and me, no matter how good I do, I had a good month last month. Nobody gave me a trophy, and I didn't get to have an acceptance speech or anything. Like, nobody cares. So, I just think it's wild that people can get that. Yes, I've been happy when the Steelers win the Super Bowl, but I remember when the Steelers lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah, of course.
That's a minute, but I didn't. It wasn't in the world. I didn't break my TV,
Of course. And I think, well, I mean, I'm just taking a wild guess here, but my guess is if you're that kind of fanatical about something, you probably have a little more riding on it. I'm going to assume that there's some gambling involved, right?
Probably, probably.
Probably, like if
Yeah.
you're smashing your TV because you're that upset, I got to assume that you're spending money that you probably don't have. And you're
Probably.
compounding it by breaking your TV, and now you're gonna have to buy a new TV.
Right. Yeah. And you've got to explain to your spouse how much you've lost or you're losing.
Look, I mean, I understand. I mean, look, and for a while, it speaking of the other football, like hooliganism became a huge big thing in the UK, of course, right? Hooliganism wasn't even a term until all these hooligans started getting completely wasted at games and just fighting and doing all these things. And again, these are two, very negative associations with these sports, is that there's alcohol involved and there's gambling involved.
Right,
And
right.
those are clearly, diminishing the point of the sport, right? And I was thinking about it at one point, like sports, it goes back to like the Colosseum in Roman times. Like that's where sports started. Like,
For sure.
it was entertainment. It was entertainment for the people. Let's throw a bunch of people into a ring and watch them see them fight lions and watch them get ripped apart.
Yeah, I just watched Gladiator 2. When you watch it, and you think, oh, how could people have been so into watching these people kill each other? And I'm thinking, we're still into it. That's why we watch boxing and football and wrestling, and we've made it so they're not killing each other. But that's a great segue into my next point, is the dangers of football.
No question.
A few years ago, Will Smith did that movie Concussion, and and the NFL was so upset about it, because they started showing that these players, especially the linemen, they said if they started playing when they were in junior high, by the time they retired, they took like 25,000 hits to the head. It's just constant bang, 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 bang. And they were developing CTE, which they didn't know what that was. And, CTE is chronic traumatic encephalopathy or something, but it was affecting their brain. So guys were living on the street and abusing their wives and killing themselves. And they would say, oh, well, they went nuts. But it wasn't the case. This was happening from the game. I remember a few years ago, one of my favorite players, Junior Seau, killed himself. And everyone was just blown away. Like, what? He was the nicest guy. He had the greatest career. But
Totally.
they found out that he had CTE. And it's
Cause
hard to
of
diagnose
depression,
until after they're
obviously.
dead, right? They cut their brains and all that. But so it's funny because I like the big hits. I love when you go, ooh, that guy, oh, what a crunching hit. And you like seeing the sacks and you like that part of the game. someone said, "Would you let your son play football?" I would have to say no. I wouldn't
Yeah.
let my son play
Yeah.
football.
Yeah.
It's too violent.
Football. Football, hockey, there's a lot of sports where it is. The one thing that I find really strange, and I know this is like a weird aside, but it's in keeping with what you're saying. The players all like bang their helmets against each other these days. And I'm like, why the fuck would you, why are you doing that? Like,
I
I feel
know.
like some guys, they do it too hard too. It's like, okay, man, I don't need to bang helmets with you. I'm doing it the whole game. Like, let's just like maybe a pat on the helmet like that might work better. But
Absolutely.
yeah, look, I have a tremendous amount of respect for these guys who basically like they dedicate their whole lives to being incredibly fit, to working out, to doing all these things. Like it, and it's a short span. Like we look at it and we say, oh, they get paid all this amount of money, but there's only, most players have what, 8 years maybe to like make all the money that they got to make for their whole life. And they're putting their lives at like they're putting their health and safety at risk in some of these sports for sure. And especially boxing. I mean, it's sad to see a guy like Muhammad Ali, like who's like his cognition is completely gone and all these things that happen when you're just taking a complete beating. I think in a lot of cases nowadays the technology is getting better, the helmets are getting better, the protocols around sacking people, hitting people are all getting better, but it's at what point do you take away from what the game really is, like by putting too many like rules and regulations on it? It's like it's not as exciting, like you say. You want to see the big hits, you want to see all these things.
It's
But
a tough call. It's
it's
like you
part
said,
and parcel. Yeah,
you
it's
watch a guy,
entertainment at the end of the day.
but you also realize that if you're not going to do something that's entertaining and the big hits and the big plays, they're getting paid millions of dollars for that. That's why I'm not getting a trophy and I'm not getting millions of dollars because no one wants to watch me sell mattresses. It's not that exciting.
No, that's not going to be a
I'm
show.
not going to do it. But that's but we but the big guys get the big contracts, like the $250 million contracts and these huge deals. But the average running back career is 3.7 years.
Right.
They don't even get to sign a new contract till their rookie contract's up in 5 years. So a lot of times they've already spent all their best years.
Yeah.
And you're right. And now they're 25 years old. No one's
Yeah.
offering them big deals. They've
Yeah.
used up their body. They
Yeah.
haven't got any other career planned, and
Yeah.
they're a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they started when they were six. Like it's like they've been doing it their whole lives, right? So it's but it is all about like when you talk about people like fan, what was the term for fans that are going like nuts on?
Oh, they call it sports fan depression, that one?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
like, I mean, you're, there's nothing wrong with being a fan, but there's got to be a balance.
Has
Like
to be.
you gotta find the balance here, right? Like you're putting everything on this game and everything. Like you're, I think you gotta look at how important really is it. It is just at the end of the day, it is entertainment. That is all it is.
It is, yeah.
And I have to ask myself, and again, like, we talked about alcoholism, we talked about gambling. These are all things that I know because I've done it. They're forms of escape. Like we're trying to escape
Yep.
what is going on in our lives. We're trying to escape something that's missing in our lives, and we're using these tools to kind of like, whether it's watching TV or watching sports or drinking or gambling, they're all forms of escape. And I guess, if we're coming to the end here, even though I feel like maybe today isn't like as exciting as a day as I used to have, it's still there are things that I'm grateful for. I'm peaceful today.
I think it's a better day, buddy.
My
I think
head's
it's a
kind of
better
my
day.
head's in the right place. I exercised this morning and I had a good sleep. I had a healthy breakfast and whatever. Plan on going, like I said,
That's
it's been snowing here, so I'm gonna go for a ski. And there's
what
something
I'm
a little
saying.
bit more peaceful about it all, and I get and it versus
And
getting hammered.
you're watching it with someone who loves you, and
Yeah,
you.
instead of getting hammered and gambling, and I don't know, I mean, yeah,
I think it's a better day. I think it is.
it
I
is a better
really
day.
do.
I think it takes a little while when you've done something one way, when you've done something like whatever, 40 years of your life another way that you had some joy in. I'm not going to say they weren't it is it's tough to kind of accept a new version of that. But
But I
at the
think
end of
part
the
of that
day,
is growing up, Chris. Like, I think
that's
it
true.
doesn't look as good. If I watch a 30-year-old Chris Kokum at the bar getting numbers and getting smashed and having fun, I think that's a fun memory. I think that's a fun thing to see. You're a young man, you're living. But if I see a 55-year-old Chris Kokum doing it, I'm like, I don't know, man. I think he,
I get it. I get it.
you
And
know,
it is. Yeah, it's
it's
true.
unfortunate, but that's the way life is, you know, like
It
we
is.
have to grow and evolve and change, you know. We can't build Lego for our, oh well, not Lego. We can't play video game. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not gonna grow up. I take all that back. I take
Well,
it.
at least those two things weren't quite as destructive.
Not
Building
quite, no.
the
But the good thing about today, it will
Yeah.
be a good day. I'm seeing my best buddy. I'm seeing his
Yeah.
son. I'm seeing
Great.
my son, my daughter-in-law, my
Yeah.
granddoggie Echo's coming to see me. So I'm very
Awesome.
excited about seeing
Awesome.
her.
So lots to be grateful
Good
for.
food. I got to do a podcast with you,
Yeah.
which I always look forward to. And
Yeah.
I think it was a good subject. I think I think we could, honestly, I could talk for another hour about a whole bunch of different stuff. Football,
Was fun.
which I think makes a good point that football and sports, it is complicated. There's good and bad. I mean, I never
There
forget
is.
a few years ago, they said the NFL owns a day of the week. They own it. It's the
They
most
own God's day even too. They take
they
it from
do.
God.
It's the most profitable sports league in the world. Every team now is valued, I think, $5.4 billion. Every team. And some of these teams, I think the Rooneys bought the Steelers for like $8,000 or something, you know, like it's when the league was worth nothing. But I think I like the Steelers too, because the Steelers, I'll end on the Steelers, is they, we've only had three coaches. We've only had three coaches. Can you
In the
imagine?
history, no.
In our history.
Bill Cowher, Mike
Bill
Tomlin,
Cowher, Mike Tomlin, and Chuck Knowles.
Chuck Knoll, yeah.
That's our
He
three
was the
coaches.
original guy? Wow.
I think so. There may have been someone before that, but for the last 50 or 60 years, that's our three coaches, man. There's other
That is
teams that have
wild.
had 25 coaches.
Oh,
We
man.
don't have a lot of quarterback changes. We were very steady franchise. I like the Rooneys. I'm sure they're not a perfect family, but they've got a lot of values. They're a working class community. I mean, I like looking at cheerleaders, but you know what? They've never had cheerleaders because they thought it was not, it was
Distraction.
disrespectful. No, they didn't think it was good for to have girls to do that to women. They thought it wasn't about that. And there's a handful of teams that don't have cheerleaders. You know, some people don't realize that, but it's true. But I don't like the fact that they're changing all the stadium names now. Because Heinz Field was always our field, and now it's not Heinz Field anymore. It's something else. It's like, I don't know. It's like, it's always going to be Heinz Field to me. It's like Wrigley Field. It's like, it's like the Staples Center was always the Staples Center. Now it's the CryptoBank.com or something. I mean, give me a break.
Times change, I guess.
But
Okay,
answer
well,
me one football question. I'll say goodbye.
yeah,
Come,
no,
New York City is the biggest city in America. It has two football teams. And neither one of them plays in New York City.
that is correct.
What is that about? Why would they
Well,
not
New
let them
Jersey,
play? You can't even play in your own state.
all there's no, yeah, because the real estate is too expensive. You
The
can't build it.
Yankees play in New York?
Yeah, well, the stadium has been there since fucking 1902.
No. They
They
tore down,
rebuilt it.
they rebuilt it and tore down the other one.
It's right beside it.
Still.
I don't know. I've been to the Meadowlands. I mean, it's right across the river. It's not like it's like way the hell out in the middle of nowhere. It's in New Jersey, which is like sandwiched right beside New York.
I agree, but it's not even the same state. You'd think they'd be called the New Jersey Jets. I don't get
I
it.
don't know. I don't know, but I don't know whether but the stadium may have been in New York. Well, I mean, the franchise has been around since the 50s, early 60s. So I don't know whether it was in New York and they moved it for whatever reason.
I
I
don't
don't
know.
know the
It blows
history.
my mind. They've got two teams,
They
they
do.
share a stadium, and it's not even in New York.
They share a stadium now, yeah.
I've flown over that stadium. I remember coming into LaGuardia one day and we went right over it, or Newark, I think. And it was just like, wow. Like, you just like, and I flew over Heinz Field. I got a picture of it from my plane. You can see it. That's,
Well,
I never went, I've never
Yeah.
gone to an NFL game. A friend of mine was going to take me to one time and had it all set up, and I fucked it up. But
Yeah, I remember.
yeah, I know.
Well, we'll go one day, but I've
Never
been to the Meadowlands a number of times, and I've been to quite a few football games, thank you, thankfully. But I saw the Jets play the Giants at the Meadowlands.
Wow, who was the home team?
The Giants.
Isn't that funny?
And my buddy and I went together. My buddy's a huge Giants fan, and I, of course, I'm a Jets fan. We went together, and we had good seats, and we sat. But because it was a Giants home game, there were way more Giants fans. So there's like probably 80-90% Giants fans and 10% Jets fans. Well, I did have at the time, I had my Curtis Martin jersey on, and of course, I realized while we were talking, Curtis Martin was 28. He wasn't. He was 28. But oh my God, the banter, man, the New York banter. They're just like, hey, fucking Martin, sit down, Martin. And like, they're just shouting at me. And then, like maybe halfway through the game, guy next to me is like, okay, man, you're all right. You're not really chirping when one of the other team, it's you're doing all right. All right. You're not like making a
That's
fool of yourself or
funny.
anything. And I'm like, oh, thanks a lot, man. Anyway, it was a crazy game. Like, there were interceptions for touchdowns by the Jets. There were like kickoff returns for touchdowns. It was like, I think the final score was like 42-36. Like it was literally nuts.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. What an experience. We actually we went to that. We went to a Yankees game and we played Bethpage Black, which is one of the most famous public golf courses in the U.S.
Amazing.
All in the same 3 days. So it was quite a trip.
You
But
have lived so much more life than I have. My goodness.
anyway. I think the final thing we got to say, we got to make our picks, man. We got to
We
who's
do.
going to win and who do you like?
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs win 30-27.
Oh, you're picking a number even. Okay.
Yep, 30-27.
All right, so that's your number. I think I got to go with the Chiefs too. I mean, I think there's just a destiny here. I actually honestly feel like the Eagles are the better team.
I do too.
I think as far as like maybe just receiving and maybe running back side
Running
of
back for
things.
sure.
I,
Saquon
yeah,
Barkley, my
Saquon's a
goodness.
beast for sure. But I think that in the case of like coach and quarterback, the Chiefs have the advantage there. There's no, I don't think that that's
Coaching for
right.
sure.
I just think there's a destiny thing happening. So I'm taking the Chiefs too, and I'm pretty close with you. I think I'm gonna go. I'm going 31-28.
Okay. We'll see who comes closer.
All right.
The I think the Eagles have a better team, but I've been saying this for a while. Until the Chiefs lose, I feel it's the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They have not shown any reason that it's not going to be theirs, and until they show different, I don't know. It feels like it's theirs.
Have they not? Like, they've only lost one game, right?
They lost one Super Bowl to Tom Brady.
No, one. They've only lost one game this
They
season.
lost two because they
Two.
played, it was their third string 1 week, and
The last game they
yeah,
lost.
it
Yeah,
was a
right.
joke. But no,
Yeah.
they that Patrick Mahomes finds a way to win. It's
Does. He does.
not even tangible. He just finds a way to do it. And Andy
100%.
Reid is one of the greatest coaches of all time, as far as I can tell. So
No question about it. No question.
we'll enjoy the game.
Yeah, you too, brother. Well, I'll text you. Like that's the one thing. We'll keep in touch. I'll text you
All right.
during the game.
Say hi to Tracy.
I will. You guys have a great time over there.
All
Enjoy the
right.
game.
Love you, brother.
Love you too.
Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah.
All right, brother.
All right. Talk
Happy
to
Super Bowl.
you too. Bye.
Bye.